So one possible interpretation to the discussion of Al Kan Tzipor Yagiru Rachamecha, the discussion of whether we're allowed to say that Hashem gave us the mitzvah of having mercy over the bird, gave us the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird, stems from an angle of mercy. One angle of understanding it is that Hashem is not bound by human concepts. We have a concept that this is called merciful. Being merciful is a positive thing. Well, is that a concept that predates time, so to speak, predates the world? Or is mercy part of what was created in the world? So, one understanding is that the reason we don't say that is because we say Hashem created the concept of mercy. He is mercy. He created a concept of giving. He created a concept that giving is good. So it's not that he's bound by the concept. When we say, Hashem, because you are so merciful, you had mercy over the bird, to at least chase it away when you take its baby, so too you should have mercy on us. You're saying Hashem was bound by a human concept. No, Hashem created the concept. So then the purpose of mitzvot is not to live up to an ideal. The mitzvot actually create an ideal. The type of lifestyle we lead through observance of mitzvot develops who we are, the way we view the world, the way we behave within the world. So that's a very important concept. That doesn't claim that that's why Hashem gave the mitzvot. That's a product of the mitzvot. Why Hashem gave the mitzvot? We can see benefits. We can have limited interpretations with limited accuracy. That's the idea of Tamei mitzvot, where we were given certain insight to understand the reasonings of mitzvot, and yet we say there's always more to the reasoning behind the mitzvot, which we don't understand. So we can understand a lot. We can see a lot of benefits. We can see a system of ethics and morality that's developed through the mitzvot, and yet we can have a lot of questions and know that our answers are limited. So that's, I think, as far as we can go, even though we can get very, very satisfying answers for mitzvot. But we always have to realize that we didn't get to the bottom of it. There's still more to be understood as to why Hashem gave us this specific mitzvah. Up until this, the last two decades, they didn't understand that on the eighth day, the way the blood of a baby develops, that's the best time for him to have a circumcision in terms of the components of the blood that keep changing in the first few weeks of a baby's life. So today we understand it's the best time medically for a baby to have a circumcision. We didn't understand that. And yet the philosophers might have said 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago that they know why we have this mitzvah. And they would have been correct to a degree. Today we see another benefit. Is that the reason? Today we... Not necessarily. That depends on many more. That's another question. We had a whole separate class about that. That's a whole other question. Why are there non-Jews in the world? Why isn't the whole world Jewish? Why didn't the whole world receive a Torah? Okay, so we have to get back to that.